to say that you're going to encourage feedback, but it's hard to do because unfortunately it doesn't always come in the format we want to hear it. When I first started at Google, I had a team of 4 people, and it was really important to me that I interview everyone who was on my team. It felt like being part of my team meant I had to know you. When the team had gotten to about 100 people, I realized it was taking longer to schedule my interviews. So one day in my meeting of just my direct reports, I said, maybe I should stop interviewing, fully expecting them to jump in and say, oh no, your interviews are a critical part of the process. They applauded. And then they fell all over themselves explaining that I was, you know, the bottleneck of all time. I was embarrassed, and then I was angry. And I spent a few hours just quietly fuming. Why didn't they tell me I was a bottleneck? Why did they let me go on slowing them down? And then I realized that if they hadn't told me, that was my fault. I hadn't been open enough, told them I wanted that feedback. And I would have to change that going forward. When you're the leader, it is really hard to get good feedback and honest feedback, no matter how many times you ask for it. One trick I've discovered is I try to speak really openly about the things I'm bad at, because that gives people permission to agree with me, which is a lot easier than pointing it out in the first place. So to take one of many possible examples, when things are unresolved, I can get a tad anxious. Really, when anything's unresolved, I get a lot anxious. I'm quite certain no one has ever accused me of being too calm. So I